一起来默祷。
Please pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始第二节的聚会。
In Lord Jesus' name, we begin our second session study.
在唱诗314首。
Please sing hymn 314.
我们继续来查考转向神。
Let's continue the topic, turn to God.
我们来进入第三点。
We enter into our third session.
转向神，另外一个方法就是要改变我们的生活方式。
Another method to turn back to God is to change our lifestyle.
有时候我们常常觉得说， 我要怎么生活，这是我的自由。
Sometimes we feel that I can live as I please, how I choose my lifestyle.
只要我很认真拜神就好了。
As long as I'm devoted to God, then that's fine.
当然这也是不错的。
Of course, that's good.
但是从圣经的教训跟实际的体验，生活方式会影响人的信仰。
But from biblical teachings and past experience, we know that our lifestyle will impact our faith.
所以我们从圣经来查考两种生活方式。
So from the Bible, we study two types of lifestyle.
当然我们可以做选择。
Of course, we can take a choice.
那哪一样生活方式最好？
What kind of lifestyle is the best?
就是能够帮助我们持守我们的信仰，那个生活方式就是最好的。
The lifestyle that can help us to maintain our faith and persist until the end, that will be the best.
我们现在来看耶利米书三十五章。
Turn to Jeremiah 35.
耶利米书的三十五章。
Jeremiah 35.
这个三十五章整章是相当的长啊。
This is a very long chapter.
那我仔细，我简单来介绍一下。
So briefly go through it.
神告诉耶利米。
God told Jeremiah.
第二节说，你去叫利甲族人来。
Verse 2, go to the Rechabite family.
然后请他到神的殿。
Invite them to the house of the Lord.
给他喝酒。
And give them wine to drink.
结果耶利米就照神的话去请利甲族来。
And Jeremiah followed the Lord's command to invite the Rechabite family.
第五节，在他面前盛摆筵席。
And he set out a
酒的杯，还有酒的杯。
The wine, a bowl full of wine and some cups.
说请你喝酒吧。
And said to them, drink some wine.
他说我们不喝。
They replied, we do not drink wine.
我们的先祖利甲的子孙约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们与你们子孙永远不可喝酒。第七节。
Seven.
也不可盖房撒种栽葡萄园，但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。我们看第八节。凡我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达所吩咐的我们的话，我们都听从了。我们和我们的妻子儿女一生的年日都不喝酒。第九节。也不盖房居住，也没有葡萄园田地和种子。第十节，但住在帐篷，听从我们先祖约拿达的话，照他吩咐我们的去行。这里在讲这个利甲族的生活方式。
This place talks about the lifestyle of the Rechabites.
他不喝酒。
They never drink.
也不住房子。
They don't live in houses.
只住在帐篷。
They only dwell in tents.
所以生活很简单。
They live a very simple lifestyle.
这样过了几百年。
And they continue such lifestyle for hundreds of years.
这个生活没有方式没有改变。
They never changed this type of lifestyle.
这个生活方式让我想起来在宾州和在费城附近有一族人叫做 Amish.
And this type of lifestyle reminds me of the Amish in Pennsylvania.
他们这一族人家里面没有电。
And this Amish do not have electricity in their households.
没有电灯，没有电话。
No lights, no telephone.
没有电视。
No TV.
所有电的他都没有。
They have nothing that runs on electricity.
就很简单的。
They live a very simple lifestyle.
甚至汽车也很少。
And they rarely have automobiles.
所以你在这个 Amish 这个族所这个人所居住的地方，你常常看到他们用马车。
So if you go to the Amish, places you see that they ride around in horse buggies.
那我们常常第一个问题，那这是什么生活？现在人还可以过这个生活吗？
And when we see this, we wonder ourselves, can modern men live such a kind of lifestyle?
那这个 Amish 他们到青少年的时候，他们可以选择。
When the Amish become teenagers, they can make a choice.
你可以选择搬出去过美国化的生活。
You can choose to move out of there and live an American lifestyle.
那你也可以选择住下来照他们祖宗这样传下来的生活。
And you also have the option to stay and live as your forefathers did.
那根据统计，这个 Amish 的人口一直在增加。
And according to statistics, their population continues to grow.
可见这个年轻的一代，他们还是选择 他们祖宗所过这种没有电很简单的生活方式。
And hence we know that their younger people also choose to live in the lifestyle in which their forefather led without electricity.
如果这个方式像地狱的话，他早就搬走了。
If this kind of lifestyle is like hell, of course they would have moved out of there long ago.
如果这个方式啊生活很痛苦，他早就同化变成美国式的生活。
If this kind of lifestyle is a horrible one, they would have moved out of there and live as an American.
可见这个方式生活，他们也能够享受。
So from this we can tell that they can also enjoy this kind of simple lifestyle.
因此让我们想到一件事情。
This reminds us of something.
我们在美国有很多不同的生活方式。
In America, people live a different type of lifestyle.
我就常常我们会去学习我们要怎么来过。
And we need to learn how we should conduct our lifestyle.
但是我们大部分都是取向于一般所谓美国梦这个生活方式。
But most of us choose to follow the popular trend of American lifestyle,
就是生活很享受。
Which means to live a luxurious life.
那这个生活方式有什么缺点？
What kind of drawback is there to this kind of life?
当然，我们可以说这是神的恩典。
Of course, we can interpret it as the grace of God.
但是如果不是很谨慎，这有什么缺点？
But if we are not careful, what kind of drawback would this cause?
我们现在来看阿摩斯书。
Turn to Amos.
阿摩斯书的第六章
Amos chapter 6
在1077页阿摩斯书第六章
Amos chapter 6
第一节
Verse 1
国为列国之首人且最著名且为以色列家所归向在锡安和撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的有祸了
Woe to you who are complacent in Zion and to you who feel secure in Mount Samaria you notable men of the foremost nation to whom the people of Israel come
这个先知啊去传警告说这个生活安逸无虑的有祸了
The prophet was preaching a warning saying that woe to you who are complacent.
这个不是生活方式本身有祸。
This doesn't mean that there's something wrong with their lifestyle.
这个是生活方式所带给人的影响有祸。
But rather because the result of such lifestyle bring about woe.
好，那我们现在看他们的生活方式是什么。
Let's look at their lifestyle.
第四节。
Verse 4。
你们躺卧在象牙床上，这个象牙床啊，大概现在是买不到了，现在大概就是最好的 mattress 啊。
You lie on bed
弹簧床。
You lie on beds inlaid with ivory. This is not available today, but you probably sleep on the best kind of mattress.
那舒身在榻上。
And lounge on your couches.
啊，就现在来讲就是沙发吧，客厅有非常好的沙发。
Which is in today's term very nice sofa.
啊，在吃的是云中的啊群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。
You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves.
这个大概现在就是这样啊，两个冰箱的食物，什么都有。
This probably refers to having two refrigerators stuffed with food, having everything.
那第五节，弹琴鼓瑟唱消闲歌曲。
Verse 5, you strum away on your harps like David.
以现在来讲，大概是大的电视，声力声的音响。
So in today's terms, probably means large screen TV and stereo surround sound.
高度传真的这种设备。
And high definition equipment.
然后为自己制造乐器。
And to improvise on musical instruments.
在家里面可能有吉他，可能有什么的乐器。
Maybe at home you have guitar or various instruments.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以大碗喝酒。
You drink wine by the bowlful.
以现在来讲，大概在客厅里面有酒橱，有这个酒柜。
So in today's term, maybe you have a wine closet or a wine refrigerator.
有最名贵法国来的酒。
You have the most expensive wine from France.
那下面用上等油抹身。
And use the finest lotions.
以现在来讲，大概就是最高贵的化妆品。
In today's term, probably the most expensive cosmetics.
请问这不是我们现在所追求的吗？
Are these not what we pursue after today?
古代他们也是在追，这是人的本性。
The people back then also pursue for the very same things. This is human nature.
这个生活方式本身应该是没有问题啊。
This lifestyle.In and of itself, there's no problem.
问题是这个方式会影响人什么方向？
But the problem comes is how this lifestyle affects our direction.
第六节。
Verse 6.
最后一句说，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
You do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
就说他的心已经没有受苦的能力。
That means their heart no longer is capable of suffering.
还有，这个不止这样，还有他对属灵的事情已经没有感觉。
Furthermore, they have no sensitivity towards spiritual matters.
我们看第三节
，verse three.
他们以为降祸的日子还远。
You put off,
坐在位上进行强暴。
You put off the evil day and bring near a reign of terror.
因为他们很注重这种生活方式，所以他们的心其实已经离开了神，没有神。
Because they're so focused is having an indulgent life, so in their heart there is no God nor fear of God.
当然，神不能够接受以色列百姓没有神。
Of course, God cannot accept having the Israelites with this attitude of having no God.
因为这是神的选民啊。
Because they are God's chosen people.
那这个神的选民为了舒服的生活，把神已经摆在最后一个优先顺序了。
God's chosen people, for the sake of indulging in their lifestyle, have placed God last on their priority list.
那神就差遣先知去传警告。
So God sent prophets to warn them.
回转吧。
Return.
啊，悔改吧。
Repent.
听不下去啊。
But they simply won't hear any of it.
不要跟我们讲这个。
Don't tell me all these things.
以赛亚书里面呢，他告诉先知啊，讲一些好听的话，不要一直讲这个。
In Isaiah says those people tell him, tell us something good. Don't tell us these things.
每一次来就是讲神要处罚你。
Because every time you come, you tell us that God is going to punish us.
他不愿意听。
They don't want to hear this.
所以有的就把先知杀掉。
And some of them killed the prophets.
但是大难已经临头了。
But the disasters were looming.
为什么
？Why?
当人不能够接受神慈爱的呼声。
Because when people cannot accept the merciful calling of God,
就好像你当父亲的
just like father,
你很爱你的孩子
you love your children very much,
你好好跟他讲他不听
you tell them nicely, but they won't listen.
你最后怎么做
So finally, what do you do?
会把他修理啊
You're going to discipline them.
这个不是你不爱他
This is not because you don't love them.
这个是你不得已的
This is because you were forced into
it. 所以有的父母在打孩子孩子在哭父母在流眼泪
So some parents, when they're disciplining their children, the kids are crying and so are the parents.
我是多么你希望你能够回头，我不需要打你。
How I wish that you would turn back. I don't want to hit you.
这个就是神的心态。
This is God's mentality.
好，所以最后不得已的方法。
So finally, God is forced to this last resort.
要把他们掳到巴比伦去。
They were exiled into Babylon.
把圣殿拆掉。
The temple were destroyed.
把圣城用火烧掉。
The entire city was burned to the ground.
让他们在受苦当中觉悟。
So amidst their suffering, they wake up.
在觉悟当中回头。
And when they wake up, they return back to God.
这个本来是不需要的。
Originally, God doesn't have to do this.
但是为什么变成需要？
But why does it become necessary?
就是他生活已经在生活里面了，太享受，忘记神了。
Because in their lifestyle, they have become overly indulgent and they have forgotten about God.
到最后演变被掳到巴比伦去。
And ultimately, they were exiled to Babylon.
所以什么样的生活方式最好呢？
What kind of lifestyle is best for us?
如果我们再回到这个耶利米书的35章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah 35.
这个利甲族啊，他们生活方式很简单。
The Rechabites led a very simple lifestyle.
他说不盖房子居住。
They do not live in And they do not build houses nor live in them.
住帐篷。
They live in tents.
那这个住帐篷是在讲什么？
What does it mean to live in tents?
就是旷野的生活。
This is a lifestyle in the wilderness.
很简单。
Very simple.
那不喝酒是什么意思？
What does it mean not to drink wine?
在以弗所书说不要醉酒，酒能够使人放荡。
Ephesians tells us that do not be drunken with wine.
当然，第一个是指那个酒精那个酒。
Of course, the first refers to the physical alcohol.
你一直喝，喝到最后放荡。
The more you drink alcohol, eventually you are going to lose control.
你没有办法控制自己的。
And you just have no control whatsoever.
那第二个，这个酒是指的是世界的娱乐。
The second wine refers to the enjoyment of the world.
启示录里面讲那个巴比伦啊，醉酒了。
Revelation tells us that Babylon is drunken with wine.
这个世界的娱乐好像酒一样。
The indulgence of this world is like wine.
你一喝多以后，在属灵上你会没有分辨，分辨力又越来越弱。
The more you drink of it, the less you are sensitive, and you can discern the spiritual matters.
这个是很危险的。
This is a danger to us.
而且世界的娱乐，你看它的主题都是荒诞怪异。
The worldly enjoyment, if you study it, the main central theme is to indulge in your fleshly passions.
什么小孩子又爱上了继母。
For instance, kids falling in love with a stepmother.
他只是做一些让你笑一笑这样而已。
These are humor.
但是你笑了一百次以后，你就不会笑了，变成自然了。
But once you laugh over 100 times, it becomes natural to you.
因为这个娱乐就是要让你引起注意。
Because entertainment is to draw your attention.
没有注意，谁会去看它？
If it doesn't draw your attention, who's going to watch it?
所以就想一些很特别的主题。
So they think of some really off topics.
那这样娱乐下去，人的思想观念就无形中就一直淡化，对是非的判断力就越来越弱。
As they become, as people become steeped in this kind of entertainment, they lose their ability to discern.
所以这是现在大众传播给社会道德一个最大的影响，一直往下掉。
And this is the greatest danger of the mass media.It makes our moral standards decline.
你看美国同性恋的人其实比例数目很小。
If you look at America, the percentage of the homosexuality people are actually very low.
但是它的影响力远远超过它的比例非常的多。
But the impact of their thinking is far greater than their ratio.
为什么？
Why is that?
大众传播。
Because of mass media.
因为大众传播造成的影响。
This is an impact from mass media.
所以这个大众传播所带给我们，从属灵上来讲，大部分都是负面的。
The impact from mass media, from a spiritual perspective, are mostly negative.
当然，我们如果用得好，也可以在正面的方面。
Of course, if we use it correctly, it can also be positive.
所以要很谨慎。
We have to be very careful.
这个世界的酒喝多了，很危险。
If we drink too much of the worldly wine, it will be very dangerous.
是非会。判断不清楚。
We will no longer be able to tell right from wrong.
那这个以色列百姓生活在很舒服当中，忘记神。
While the Israelites were living a comfortable lifestyle, they had forgotten about God.
所以神说他们要首先被掳。
Therefore, God says that they will first be exiled.
在阿摩斯书的六章七节。
In Amos chapter 6 verse 7.
说他们在被掳中首先要被掳。
That when they are exiled, the very first thing is they will be cast out.
那书生之人的荒宴啊，必要消灭。
And
第六章第七节，阿摩斯书。
And the feasting and lounging will end,
因为没有神。
Because they have no God.
好，那在耶利米书三十五章，这个利甲族后来神怎么对待他
？The Rechabites in Jeremiah chapter 35, how did God treat them in the end?
十八节。
In verse 18.
三十五章十八节。
Chapter 35, verse 18.
以色列人如此说：因为你们听从你们祖先约拿达的吩咐，遵守他诫命，照他所吩咐的去行。十九节。
19.
所以万军以色列神说：利甲族的儿子约拿达必永远不缺人势力在我面前。他不但没有被毁灭，神应许他：你的子孙要世世代代服侍我。
Not only were they not wiped out, but God promised them that they would never fail to have a man to serve me.
所以第一个，这个舒服的生活环境会腐化人的心。
So the number one point is, a comfortable, luxurious life will corrupt our minds.
使人这个信仰会变成一直变成越来越模糊。
And will disintegrate our faith.
第二个
，Second，
舒服的环境生活久了之后，人没有办法受苦。
Once we live a comfortable life for a long time, we can no longer suffer.
这个也是一个危险。
This is also a hidden danger.
第二次世界大战以后
，After the Second World War,
麦克阿瑟曾经写一封信给美国的宣道机构。
General MacArthur once wrote a letter to the American missionary organization.
因为那个时候他是联军的统帅，占领日本。
Because he was the chief commander who occupied Japan.
他说：“赶快派宣道士来。”
And he said, "Quickly, send missionaries here."
现在日本是最好的福音市场。
Now Japan is the best land for you to preach the gospel.
他讲的是非常对。
He was very correct in saying that.
那个时候日本经过战乱。
At that time, Japan was a post-war.
两个原子弹投下去。
Two nuclear bombs were dropped on it.
人的生活相当困苦。
And they lived very awful lives.
那个是传福音最好的机会。
And that was indeed the best opportunity to preach the gospel.
现在你到日本传福音很难啊。
Nowadays, if you go to Japan and preach the gospel, it's hard.
第一个，大家很忙。
First of all, everyone's busy.
第二个，高度的物质生活。
Secondly, they enjoy a high degree of luxurious life.
人已经觉得不需要神了。
People feel that they have no need for God.
中国大陆也是一样。
The same thing in China.
现在经济一直在上涨。
Nowadays, their economy is going up and up.
我们看我们教会的这个发展还一直在进步。
We see that our church continues to grow.
但是如果这样继续下去
，However, if the trend continues,
特别是沿海的地区
，especially around the coastal cities,
再过十年
，another 10 years,
你就发现福音会很难传。
You discover that it's very hard to preach the gospel.
第一个，人会很忙。
Number one, people are very busy.
第二个, 高度的物质生活使人已经不需要神。
Secondly, the high degree of luxurious life will make people feel no need for God.
所以这个高度的物质生活到底是好是坏呢? 我们每一个人自己要做决定。
We have to decide whether or not a high degree of luxurious life is good for us.
如果对信仰有帮助, 是好的。
If it is helpful to our faith, then it's good.
如果对信仰没有帮助, 就是不好的。
If it doesn't help our faith, then it's bad.
所以没有一句话的概括好不好。
So we cannot generalize say it's good or bad.
完全在乎对我们是有帮助还是有损坏。
The question is whether it brings benefit to us or damage to us.
那我们再看另外一个统计数字。
Let's look at another statistical figure.
1960年代以前,
before 1960,
所有的非洲宣教士大部分都是美国跟欧洲。
All the African missionaries were mostly from Europe or America.
所以你到处可以看到这些国家的宣教士。
And you can see American and European missionaries everywhere.
现在你到非洲去看,
Nowadays, you go to Africa.
如果你找得到宣教士,
if you are able to find any missionary,
大部分都是从开发中的国家出来,
most of them come from third world countries.
这是一个很大的转变。
This is a huge turning point.
为什么会转变?
Why is there such kind of change?
当然这是第一个因素是高度文明的社会,基督教已经在没落。
The first reason is because it reflects in the high degree society, advanced society, they no longer Christianity is in decline.
所以全世界最兴盛的这个基督教发展的国家是在巴西、在中南美、在非洲那个还没有开发中的国家。
So where Christianity is really prospering is in the third world countries such as Brazil, the Central and South Americas.
你到欧洲去看，大部分的基督教都变成形式。
When you go to Europe, you see most of the Christian churches have become a mere routine.
比美国还糟糕。
They're even worse than America.
所以这个物质生活水准的高对灵性的影响是绝对有的。
So the material indulgence will definitely impact our faith.
但是常常是负面的。
But oftentimes it's in a negative way.
第二个,
Secondly,
人在高度的物质生活环境之下,
When we live under a high degree of luxurious indulgence,
要往下降到非洲去传道,
it's impossible, it's very hard for us to go into an African country.
100年前,
100 years ago,
当然非洲也是很可怕的地方,
of course, in Africa is a very dreadful place.
但是有很多的宣教士从英国到非洲去,
but a lot of British missionaries went to Africa.
但是生活水准没有差太多。
But there's not too much of a difference in the living standard. So they can still accept it. Because there was only some dangers and also malaria. Nowadays, there's a big difference. So if a person cannot withstand any kind of suffering, it's very hard for them to live a meaningful life.
请问我们在圣经里面能够找到哪一个人没有受苦，他的生活被神肯定了？
Which person in the Bible has led a very comfortable life and yet the faith is confirmed by God?
可能有，但是很少。
Maybe there are a few, but very few.
每一个被神肯定的人，他的生活都经历苦难。
Every person in the Bible whose faith has been recognized by God, have gone through sufferings. So a comfortable life's negative side is we can no longer take our sufferings. We can live comfortably for an entire lifetime. But the biggest question mark is it meaningful? This is what we have to choose. So turn back.
回转就是你觉得你的生活方式怎么样最能够帮助你守到服事神。
Turning back means in what kind of lifestyle do we live and we can greatly benefit God.
因此如果我们能够往下降,
if we can allow ourselves to lower ourselves,
生活简单,
to simplify our life,
你更容易专心在神的工作上,
then it's much easier for us to focus on God's matters.
那这个就是一种回转。
Then this is considered a turning back.
那你就会对神的体验更丰富。
And we will experience far richer experience in God.
但是这不简单。
But this is hard.
生活的改变不简单。
The changing of our lifestyle is difficult.
有时候人经历大难之后, 忽然间恍然大悟, 生活需要改变。
Sometimes after we go through major tribulation, we wake up and we make a determination to change.
好, 我再看第四, 下面一个。
Let's look at the next item.
什么叫做回转向神?
What does it mean to turn back to God?
我们看马拉基书第三章。
Turn to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书的第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第八节
verse 8,
第三章第八节
chapter 3 verse 8
人岂可夺取神的物呢你们竟然夺取我的供物你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢、这里、神跟人 在争论 argue
here God and men are arguing
从这个争论当中我们就发现人对神、相当不敏感
from this debate we see that People are really insensitive to God.
我们人对人啊，这个关系很敏感。
Oftentimes, we have a very sensitive interpersonal relationship.
有时候你看自己的孩子讲话那个声调态度，你觉得哎，这个孩子可能最近有什么问题。
Sometimes we look at our children in their word and intonation, we can detect there's something wrong with them.
有时候这个配偶之间没有讲话，你看他的动作，你就知道哎，可能有什么问题。
Sometimes between spouses, even without talking to each other, just through the body movement, you can tell there's something wrong.
有时候我们看那个年老的父母
And we look at our elderly parents.
有时候没有讲话，你看看他的眼神、眼色，你就知道他可能有什么问题。
Sometimes without a word spoken, you look at their eyes, you know that there's something wrong.
所以我们人跟人之间这个关系，我们很敏感。
So we are very sensitive when it comes to interpersonal relationships.
但是人跟神的关系很迟钝。
But we are very dull when it comes to our relationship with God.
如果我们要跟神的关系好
If we wish to establish good relationship with God,
我们一定要对神的感觉有感觉
Then we must develop a high sensitivity to God.
如果我们对神的感觉没有感觉，那你怎么能够做神喜欢的事情？
If we are insensitive to God's feelings, then how could we possibly serve Him?
那在这里，神跟以色列百姓争论一件事情。
Here,God and the Israelites debate over one thing.
说你夺取我的东西。
God says, you rob me.
夺是这个很严重啊。
Rob is a very serious matter.
你如果到法院去用偷的跟 用抢的，哪一个罪比较重？
If you go to, if you committed a crime, stealing or robbing, which one is more serious?
偷就是说你不在意，偷偷把你偷走。
Stealing means, when you're not paying attention, somebody takes things away from you.
抢就是枪拿出来给我。
But rob means, taking a pistol and holding up another person.
违反你的意志，你要给我，不然我要威胁你。
It is against your will, or I will threaten your life.
那如果神用夺这个字，这个就相当严重了。
When God uses the word rob, it's a very serious matter.
这个是神讲的，不是人讲的。
And this is what God said, not people.
那以色列百姓说，我什么在什么事情夺取你的供物？
The Israelites responded, In what ways have we robbed you?
他们没有感觉。
They don't feel any.
我哪里夺取你？
How we didn't rob you?
下面。
Second,
第八节
and verse eight,
就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上
in tithes and offerings
这里讲当纳的十分之一
in the tithe that we ought to offer
所以可见、神叫以色列百姓你们要回转
and so we can see that God told the Israelites to turn back
我们看第十节
verse 10
万军的神说你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库使我的家有粮
The Lord Almighty says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house.
这个是神叫他们要回转。什么回转呢？要把十一间献给神的家。
This is God's way of telling them to return. How to return? To bring the tithe into his house.
有时候我们也很难了解啊。这个明明钱是我赚的，为什么说我夺取神的东西？
Sometimes we wonder, this money, I earned this hard-earned money, so why does God say that we are robbing him?
如果钱是我赚的，我就是主人啊。
If I earn this money, of course I'm the master of this money.
你看纳税不是我在决定我要纳多少吗？
When I'm paying for the taxes, am I not the decision maker?
在银行里面的钱不是在我的账头里面吗？
Aren't the money in the bank account under my name?
不错，这是站在人的观点来看事情。
And this is true when we look at it from a human perspective.
那站在神的观点是怎么看？
But standing from God's perspective, how is it being viewed?
这是因为观点不一样。
This is because of different perspectives.
请看哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多前书第四章第七节。
First Corinthians 4 verse 7.
使你们与人不同的是谁呢？你们有什么不是领受的呢？
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive?
这句话非常重要。
This is a very important statement.
我们有什么不是领受的呢？
What do we have that we did not receive?
请问我们想想看，有哪一样东西我们不是领受的呢？
Let's think about this carefully. Is there not one thing that we didn't receive?
生命是神给我们的。
Our life God gave to us.
健康是神给我们。
Our health God gave us.
聪明是神给我们。
Our intelligence God gave us.
机会是神给我们。
Our opportunities God gave us.
能力是神给我们。
Our abilities God gave us.
什么都是神给我们。
Everything that we have comes from God.
每一样都是从神领受的。
Everything God has given us.
那既然是从神领受的，
Since we have received from God,
虽然挂在我们的名字上，这是神的。
Even though they are under our name, but they still belong to God.
这个是受托啊，受托的道理。
This is,
是神托你的，托你管的。
God is merely entrusting them into our care.
这是圣经里面告诉我们的一种钱财观念。
This is a monetary concept the Bible teaches us.
而且神给我们就附带有一个责任。
And since God gave them to us, there's a duty on our part.
你没有就没有责任，你有就有责任。
If we don't have it, then we have no such duty. But since we have it, we have a duty.
主耶稣在马太25章在讲这个世界末日应该有的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25, Lord Jesus talks about the parables of the end time.
他在讲按才干来分这个钱财。
He talks about giving talents according to one's ability.
一个给他5000,
one was given 5 talents.
一个给他2000,
another 2 talents.
一个给他1000,
another 1 talent.
给5000, 他就有一个责任。
The one with 5 talents has a duty.
后来他就赚5000,
and he earned another 5 talents back.
然后他就会进到永生的天国。
And he was rewarded with a heavenly kingdom.
那给2000的，
the one with 2 talents,
他就赚2000。
He earned another 2.
因为他只得到2000呢。
Because he only received 2.
所以他的责任就赚2000。
So his duty was to make another 2.
当然2000只有5000的40%。
And of course, 2 talents is only 40% of 5 talents.
但是他已经尽了他的责任。
But he has done his duty.
所以他也到天国去了。
Therefore, he also went to heaven.
那这个给1000的，
as for the one who has 1 talent,
他把它埋起来。
He buried it.
他没有尽责任。
He didn't do his duty.
主人来了。
When the master came back,
就把1000夺回来。
He took back the 1 talent.
把他赶到黑暗里面去。
And then threw him into darkness.
所以我们知道神给我们就是带有责任。
So we know that God gave us some things and entrust us with duty.
给越多责任越大。
The more we have, the greater the duty is.
这是圣经对我们的教训。
This is the biblical teaching to us.
那我们最基本的责任，
What is our most basic duty?
就是奉献十一卷。
It is to offer tithe.
这是对神的一种感恩。
This shows our appreciation for God.
其实钱财本身并不代表什么。
Money itself doesn't mean anything.
你有100万跟有10万，这个不代表什么。
Whether you have $1 million or $100,000, it doesn't mean anything.
你真的代表是什么？是你怎么去用它。
What is significant is how we utilize the money.
你如果没有用它，这个钱本身没有什么意义。
If we don't know how to utilize the money, then money itself has no meaning.
主耶稣讲寡妇献两个小钱。
Lord Jesus says that a widow who offered 2 small pennies.
其实当时有很多的寡妇，我相信都有两个小钱。
In fact, in those days, I'm sure there were many other widows with 2 pennies.
那为什么圣经不记啊？那个也有两个小钱，那个也有两个小钱呢？
And why doesn't the Bible record that there was another one or another widow with 2 pennies?
只记载这个寡妇有两个小钱呢？
But only record this specific widow.
圣经记载这个寡妇有两个小钱，主要原因不是她有两个小钱。
The reason why the Bible records this widow is not because she had 2 pennies.
是她怎么去用它。
Rather, it's how she utilized them.
那在用她的这个这件事情上来表达他的心。
And in the way that she utilized her money, it reflected her mentality.
是他的心用他的钱来表达出来。
Her heart and feelings were reflected through the way she offered the money.
这个就是神纪念的地方。
And this is where God remembered her.
他那个小钱投到这个奉献箱里面。
She placed her 2 small pennies into the offering box.
一定很不好意思，两声啊，咚咚两声，大家都知道啊，是他奉献两个小钱。
I'm sure she was rather embarrassed because you could hear the coin dropping into the box. Everyone knows it's just two copper coins.
对他来讲，
but to her,
他是那一天养生的需要，他买东西来吃。
Those were the money going to sustain her for that whole day's food.
所以他把这个也奉献给神。
And but she chose to offer this to God.
100%.
100%.
所以这个动作本身代表他在神面前的爱是100%是没有保留的。
And her action in this regard shows that her love toward God is 100% without holding back anything.
这个就是价值。
This is her, the value.
这个就是意义。
This is meaning.
被神纪念。
God remember her.
所以我们有神给我们这个收入。
God, give us this kind of income level.
如果我们出于感恩。
If it is out of our thankfulness.
把这个十一捐献给神。
We offer the tithe to God.
那在神面前呢，这个就是有意义。
So in God,
这个十分之一就有意义。
Before God, our tithing becomes meaningful.
就会蒙神纪念。
And God will remember us.
所以这个叫做回转。
This is what it means to return.
不然就是夺取神的东西，这是相当严重的。
Otherwise, we will be robbing God's things, and it's very serious.
那下面我们看耶利米马拉基书第三章第十节。
Turn back to Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
万军的说，你将当那十分之全然送过仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我，是我为你敞开天上的窗户，倾覆给你，甚至无处可容。
Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
这是天上的窗户，是你没有办法控制的。
This is the gates of heaven, not something we can control.
是从神来的。
It comes from God.
但也可能属灵的，也可能是属世的。
It could be spiritual, but it could be material as well.
就是你，当你爱神这样做，你会得到祝福。
Which means when we love God, when we do it in this way, God will bless us.
我们教会里面如果大家都献十一捐，教会的财力会非常非常的丰富。
In our church, if every one of us offer tithe, then the financial strength of our church would be very strong.
我们知道大概是摩门教。
We know the Mormons.
还是哪一个教会？他要洗礼之前都先讲好，你要洗礼以后你要献十一捐。
Before people are baptized, they would tell them first that if you want to get baptized, you have to offer tithe.
所以要洗礼，他就已经有一个概念了。圣经这样讲，我这样做，所以那个教会财力非常丰富。
So before they were baptized, they already have this concept placed in their heart. So as a result, the entire church became very financially strong.
但是我们教会没有这样做。
But our church does not do this.
因为这是我们跟神的关系。
Because we feel that this is a matter between us and God.
回转向神，神要回转向我。
Turn back to God, and God will turn to us.
好，我们先来看哈该书。
Let's turn to Haggai.
哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书的第一章
Haggai chapter 1
第三节
verse 3
那时神的话临到先知哈该说第四节
verse 4
这殿仍然荒凉你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗第五节
5
现在万军的神如此说你们要审查自己的行为第六节
6
你们撒的种多收的却少你们吃的却不得饱足喝的却不得足穿的衣服却不得暖得的工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中这里哈该先知神告诉哈该先知要叫以色列百姓要去反省。
Here, God told Prophet Haggai to call the Israelites into consideration.
要反省什么
？What are they considering?
反省就是好像你们工作的很努力。
To self-examine that even though they work so hard,
但是收获的却很少。
But they harvested little.
你好像钱带在口袋里面。
It seems as if the money is in your pocket.
但是口袋破了一个洞。
But there's a hole in it.
好像赚很多钱，好像也没有存什么钱。
Even though you earn much, but you don't save much.
过得很辛苦。
You live a miserable life.
那怎么会这个样子呢
？Why is it so?
要叫他们去回想。
And God asked the Israelites to self-examine.
那到底这个真正的原因在哪里
？So where does the problem lie?
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
你们要上山取木料建造这个殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。这是神说的。
Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build a house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord.
所以神要以色列百姓要拿出行动。
So God wants the Israelites to take actions.
要重新建造这个殿。
To rebuild the temple of God.
让神得荣耀。
In order God's name be glorified.
那神就会赐福给他们。
And God will bless them.
那个殿今天就是教会。
That temple is the church today.
所以神希望每个人对教会的兴盛贡献力量。
So God wishes that every one of us make contribution to the prosperity of the church.
如果教会圣工没有兴旺
，If the church work does not prosper,
神不喜悦
，and God does not take pleasure.
因为这个教会挂着神的名字
，For this church has the name of God.
教会圣工不能兴旺，这不是神的荣耀。
If the church work does not prosper, it does not bring honor to God.
那神不喜悦，当然我们得的福气就有限了。
When God is displeased, of course, we receive very limited blessing.
那以色列百姓就听这个先知的讲，就开始动工。
And when the Israelites heard this, they began to take action.
我们看第二章，哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你们要追想此日，就是从九月二十四日追想到神立殿的根基的日子，十九节。
19.
仓里有谷，无花果树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子，从今日起。我必赐福给你。神说，从今天起，我要赐福给你。
God says, from this day on, I will bless you.
到底哪一天呢？
From which day?
就是他们开始动工来建殿那一天。
The day in which they began to build the temple of God.
那神就赐福给他们。
And God's blessing started.
所以回转就是表示我们从今天开始关心教会的圣工。
To turn back, it means that we begin to show care and concern over God's work.
我们教会的圣工主要有两大圣工。
There are two major work in the church.
第一个。
Number one,
宣道
is to preach the gospel.
第二个
second,
牧养
to pastor.
那这个宣道工就是每一个人带慕道者来。
Preaching the gospel means that every one of us must bring true seekers to church.
本来我们都顾自己的家庭。
Previously, we only care about our own family.
但是现在我们开始带慕道者。
But from now on, we begin to bring true seekers.
这个叫做回转。
This is a turning back.
这个叫做建造神的殿。
This is called building God's house.
牧养也是一样。
Pastoring is the same.
本来我们都是只顾自己。
Previously, we only care about ourselves.
现在我们开始关心教会的信徒。
But nowadays, now we start to pay attention to our church members.
谁需要帮忙？谁需要带祷
？Who needs help? Who needs our intercession?
谁需要探访
？Who needs visitation?
我们去做。
We do it.
这个叫做回转。
This is called turning back.
这样我们就会得到神的祝福。
If we do so, God will bless us.
那圣工也会兴旺。
And the sacred work will also prosper.
所以我们在看啊，我在看着我们俄班教会的蒙神祝福。
I see that our Irvine Church is blessed by God.
因为有一些信徒虽然没有工作，也能够过得很好。
And there are some believers, even though they don't have a job, but they still work, they still live in a very good lifestyle.
如果我们可以找到十个人
，If we can find just 10 people,
每天到教会来祷告一个钟头
，Every day they come to the church and pray for 1 hour.
可能过一个钟头太长了
，Maybe 1 hour is too long.
你就祷告二十分钟
，Just pray for 20 minutes.
走走去喝一杯茶
，and go have a tea, a cup of tea.
再来祷告二十分钟
，come back and pray for another 20 minutes.
再休息一下
，and take another break.
再来祷告二十分钟
，and then pray for another 20 minutes.
如果我们可以找到十个人
，if we can find just 10 people,
每天为教会祷告一个钟头
，every day pray for the church 1 hour.
明年的这个时候
，next year, at this time,
你会看到圣工一定比现在更不同。
You will see that the holy work will be vastly different than what we see now.
更兴旺
could be much more prosperous.
所以什么叫做回转
？So what does it mean to return back?
当我们有时间的时候
，when we have time,
拿出行动来
，we take action.
为教会的圣工代祷
，and we pray for the sacred work of church.
因为很多的工作需要我们祷告
，because there are many work that requires our prayer.
圣工才会发展
，in order for the church work to prosper.
我们是有这种力量。
We do have this power within us.
但是我们需要行动。
But we need to take action.
把唱诗。
Sing him.
119首。
119。All my days and all my hours.
灵恩会需要有更多的祷告，大家被圣灵充满。
We need to spend more time in prayer and allow everyone to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
也借着圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, God's love is poured into us.
当圣灵充满在我们里面，我们灵里面就会复兴。
When the Holy Spirit is filled within us, our spirit will be revived.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
欢迎诸位到前面来祷告。
We welcome everyone to come forward to pray.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
为下午的圣餐礼来祷告。
And pray for the Holy Communion coming up.